These go up before any construction happens in our yard, is that possible, or is that even legal?
I don't think it's legal. We are subject to the South Carolina right-of-way and access fees legislation that was passed in 1999. And some of those restrictions bind us as to what we can require and what we can't. And I think it's a good business practice, and I'm happy to see somebody doing it. And like I mentioned earlier, when various providers come in to sign this agreement and apply for an encroachment permit, we will strongly encourage them to use these same things. And this could be a standard one that anybody can create for their own company.
And you're probably right. It's not only the advance warning, but again, it's also we've had warnings even in my neighborhood where somebody was coming and they never show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that happens, when do we start again? That's kind of where I'm pointing to. Yes, sir.
And that's one of the issues with that very long, warning window. If you go back to 30 days, you're really then risking the chance that you're never going to meet that. You're never going to get there in 30 days, and it's going to end up being 60 days. And we find, and like you said, this is for this area, we've been operating here just in this expansion, just this year in the Simpsonville market. I've been running expansion like this in other states for the past 2 to 3 years. And what we find is when you create that longer warning window, you think you're giving people more preparation time. What happens is that gets thrown away. They forget about it. They think they have no one to reach out to, and then that's when you guys get inundated with phone calls. We also, our vendors will have placards out there as well that have the same information on it. Part of the reason I'm here really is just to show you that, not only through this and the stuff that we're already doing that you guys are hoping to achieve through your franchise agreements, that we're very accessible. I mean, we're a company that's in your neighborhood. The people that have been in this network, whether the name was Frontier or whatever it's been in the past, it's the same people, the same neighbors working that same network. So that's one of the, that's part of why I'm here today, is just to express those things. And I know there's another neighboring city you guys are probably in communication with Melden. We just sent back all their documentation they requested for the franchise agreement. And again, it's very similar to what you guys are doing. And if you look even in what you were speaking of, some of the acts, there's a 2007, there was an act established here in the state that, qualifies a lot of things you guys are asking for as far as franchise agreements and what you can and can't do. And for the most part, again, the execution of it in the field is on us. But I like to think that our goal is to really exceed your request with your franchise agreement in general. Because we're the luck of the city. A lot of our network is, we touch every street you guys have. So it's, we're going to be everywhere you guys are at. So
this number right here gets to you?
That actually goes to the people on that card, which is my primary vendor in this area. They have an office right, literally probably 2 miles from where we're at right now. When I came and met with you guys this afternoon, I literally went to their office to grab that stack and bring it so you guys have them to give out, to post on your local Facebook page, or to have available to any resident who comes in with a complaint and says they can't get hold of us. We are very accessible.
Thank you. You helped me understand a little better. I appreciate how you yield back to you.
Councilmember Hutchings.
Question, you touched on it a little bit a moment ago. Our ordinance requires maintenance of the yard all the way to the curb, basically. If that homeowner includes in that maintenance underground sprinklers and those are damaged in this process, is that covered under your?
Yeah, we repair them. If it's something we identify or can be identified the day we're there, we'll do it. If it's identified and it's our issue a month later, we fix it. I say a month just because by that point, everybody's usually identified everything that could have gone wrong. But there's not really I'm not saying a month is what we cut off, but just to say that, just because we're done in your neighborhood doesn't mean that damage could have been discovered that just no one knew. Somebody recognizes they don't go out in their yard, they automatic. And one Sunday they haven't noticed a big puddle in the corner because we hit something. Yes, get a hold of us. A lot of our crews carry the stuff to repair the sprinklers on site the day of the incident. That's common practice for us.
That's probably one of the number one complaints.
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of states, a lot of houses, a lot of neighborhoods, both with the stuff you guys are asking for, and even more stringent, HOAs and things that want all sorts of things. But
Councilmember Robert.
To piggyback on Councilmember Pinkerton, last meeting I mentioned possibly because of the lag times. Is this something we could coordinate and have on our new fancy website. We're going to have just kind of a rolling, hey, here's the dates that Frontier could be here, whoever's here that could be in this area, this neighborhood. That way, the citizens could at least come to our city website and say, hey, if they show up, there's a couple flags out there, then go, let me go see if there's anything, and boom, there it is. So
we can try to keep up with those. I know Frontier today, when he was here meeting with Charlene, I think you provided her with a list of neighborhoods where you plan to do projects, or...
No, I showed it over to you. Mm-hmm. Again, just to offer what information I can get available, and what you're asking for is pretty common. There are a lot of cities I've been in where they have a local Facebook page, and again, pending permitting, utility locations, stuff like that, we send a list of the, you know, the street we're going to be on, like the neighborhood, so then they post on their Facebook page at the beginning of the month.
And to me, it's not that you get the timing exactly right, it's the accessibility of the information. You could put out there on May 1st, say, hey, you know, we're going to get to Poinsettia or whatever, and if you get there in July, I mean, it's there. And that way, if they reference back, if they go, what's going on in my neighborhood, and they come to the city website, oh, okay, at least have an answer. They still might not like the answer, but they have an answer. So, yeah, I think if we could, I mean, that would be a pretty efficient way to notify people. Look, thanks.
In general, we don't put that information out much more for, like, if it was your Facebook page, just due to, like, you know, competitions planning their build and where they're going. But we have, like I said, other cities, we offer that information easily. I mean, you have the permits, you can see where we're going and what we want to do, but we can be even more, you know, have a monthly email that comes to you and you post out on your Facebook page or whatever and say, hey, this is where they're going to be, you know, in the coming month.
Sounds like it worked.
It's pretty standard, I mean, in other neighborhoods.
Okay.
I mean, really, there's communities that have that kind of thing, they're still smaller, where people actually look into that. All right. Yeah, and these are all pretty common practices for us. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, on the motion to approve on second reading of O-2024-04 fiber franchise ordinance, all in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 7-0. Item 6C, proposed speed limit change for Poinsettia. Councilmember Pinkerton, would you summarize, please?
Yes, sir. For the last meeting, I had requested that we change the speed limit in Poinsettia neighborhood from 25 to 20 miles an hour, be consistent throughout the neighborhood. Since that time, I have gotten a little bit of feedback, all of it positive. The only thing that was could have been construed as negative would be people would like to see more enforcement. We talked about that. That to me, this is more about getting in into this the drivers and the citizens of Poinsettia and Simpsonville, that we have people on the street, there's runners, walkers, and we don't have sidewalks. So again, I propose the speed limit change for Poinsettia to be from 25 to 20 throughout.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Pinkerton with a second from Councilmember Root. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 7-0. Item 7D, Planning Commission appointment. Mr. Derby, if you will walk us through that process, please.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Council, Mayor. This is something we want to do at the end of the year. Seats come available. We did have one come up this year, and Mr. George Johnson has stepped down, leaving her spot vacant. Planning Commission is a four-year term. Ms. Johnson's already serving, so this her term comes up December 2026. So we've received several applications, I think 10 total. Seven were reviewed by planning staff to be qualified for our ordinance, and those have been provided to you with 8 ballots. So at this time, you just select one, sign it.
Moment. Okay, so there are 3 votes for Elliot Hishorn, 2 votes for Scott Causey, 2 votes for Stockton Wells. No votes for the other candidates that are listed here. I assume that means we go with the top vote getter, John. So Elliot Hishorn is your appointment to the Planning Commission.
If there are no objections, Elliot Hishorn will be the appointment to the Planning Commission. Council? Thank you. That concludes all of our business items for this evening. If there are no objections, we will stand adjourned.
Thank you.